In nomine Patris, et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, assumed into heaven, I beg you to purify my senses, so that I may begin to enjoy God even while I am on earth. The Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we contemplate today, assumed body and soul into heaven, reminds us very definitely that our permanent abode is not on earth, but in heaven, where she, with her divine Son, has preceded us in all the fullness of her human nature. This is the dominant thought in today's liturgy. O Almighty and everlasting God, who has taken up body and soul into heavenly glory the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of thy Son, grant, we beseech thee, that ever intent upon heavenly things we may be worthy to be partakers of her glory. Collect. The Feast of the Assumption is a strong appeal to us to ever live intent upon heavenly things, and not to allow ourselves to be carried away by the vicissitudes and seductions of the world. Not only was our soul created for heaven, but also our body, which after the resurrection will be welcomed into our heavenly home and admitted to a participation in the glory of the Spirit. Today we contemplate in Mary, our Mother, this total glorification of our humanity. That which has been wholly realized in her will be realized for us, as well as for all the saints, only at the end of time. This privilege was very fitting for her, the all-pure, the all-holy one, whose body was never touched by even the faintest shadow of sin, but was always the temple of the Holy Spirit, and became the immaculate tabernacle of the Son of God. It is a reminder to us to ennoble our whole life, not only that of the Spirit, but also that of the senses, elevating it to the heights of the celestial life which awaits us. O Mother of God and of men, exclaims Pius XII in his beautiful prayer for the Assumption, we beg you to purify our senses, so that we may begin to enjoy God here on earth and Him alone, and the beauty of creatures. Mary's Assumption shows us the route we must follow in our spiritual ascent: detachment from the earth, flight towards God, and union with God. Our Lady was assumed body and soul into heaven because she was immaculate. She was all pure, free not only from every shadow of sin, but even from the slightest attachment to the things of earth, so that she never had the form of any creature imprinted in her soul, nor was moved by such, but was invariably guided by the Holy Spirit. The first requirement for attaining God is this total purity, the fruit of total detachment. The Blessed Virgin, who lived her earthly life in absolute detachment from every created thing, teaches us not to allow ourselves to be captivated by the fascination of creatures, but to live among them, occupying ourselves with them with much charity, but without ever letting our heart become attached to them, without ever seeking our satisfaction in them. In her Assumption, Mary speaks to us of flight toward heaven, toward God. It is not enough to purify our heart from sin and all attachment to creatures. We must at the same time direct it toward God, tending toward Him with all our strength. The Church has us pray in today's Mass, the secret. O Lord, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was assumed into heaven, may our hearts, enkindled by the fire of thy love, continually aspire toward thee. Our earthly life has value for eternal life insofar as it is a flight toward God, and continual seeking after Him, a continual adherence to His grace. When this flight fails, the supernatural value of our existence lessens. Mary has been taken up to heaven because she is the Mother of God. This is the greatest of her privileges, the root of all the others and the reason for them. It speaks to us in a very special way of the intimate union with God, as the fact of her Assumption speaks to us of the beatific union of heaven. Mary's Assumption thus confirms us in this great and beautiful truth. We are created and called to union with God. Mary herself stretches out her maternal hand to guide us to the attainment of this high ideal. If we keep our eyes fixed on her, we shall advance more easily. She will be our guide, our strength, and our consolation in every trial and difficulty. From Pius XII. O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Men, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption, both body and soul into heaven, where you are acclaimed as Queen by all the choirs of angels and all the legions of the saints, and we unite with them to praise and bless the Lord who has exalted you above all other pure creatures and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. We know that your gaze, which on earth watched over the humble and suffering humanity of Jesus, in heaven is filled with the vision of that humanity glorified, and with the vision of uncreated wisdom. The joy of your soul in the direct contemplation of the adorable Trinity causes your heart to throb with overwhelming tenderness. We poor sinners, weighed down by a body which hinders the flight of the soul, beg you to purify our hearts, so that while we remain here below, we may learn to love God and God alone in the beauty of his creatures. We trust that your merciful eyes may deign to look down upon our miseries and our sorrows, upon our struggles and our weaknesses, that your countenance may smile upon our joys and our victories, that you may hear the voice of Jesus saying to you of each one of us, as he once said to you of his beloved disciple, "Behold thy son." And we who call upon you as our mother, take you, like John, as the guide, strength, and consolation of our mortal life. And from this earth, over which we tread as pilgrims, comforted by our faith in the future resurrection, we look to you, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Draw us onward by the gentleness of your voice, so that one day after our exile, you may show us Jesus, the blessed fruit of your womb. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.